As Mary Magdalene and the other women disciples made their way to Jesus' tomb on Easter morning, they had one big problem. Who would roll away the great stone that had been placed at the entrance to Jesus' tomb? There was a man who had an argument with his father, and as a result, he had not spoken to him for several years, even though they lived only a few miles apart. He was an only child. The mother had deserted the family several years ago, so now the father was living alone. His world was getting smaller and darker with each day that passed. He wasn't dead yet, but in a sense, he was already in the tomb. We are awestruck at the power that Jesus had to raise people from the dead. In a sense, we can do the same thing. For instance, the son in the story I just told you had the power to roll the stone away from his father's tomb. With a word of gesture, he could set him free from his tomb of loneliness and despair. In helping his father, he would have himself too. It is one of the compensations of life that we cannot raise another without raising ourselves too. This is about putting our faith into action. God has graced us with creation, he has graced us with one another, and we are to care and love each other every day. But this is what pours from the faith, this is what pours from the cross of Christ, this is what pours from the resurrection and from the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We sometimes envy the apostles and the first disciples as they were actually present at the events that are related in the Gospels. They see the risen Jesus with their own eyes and touched him with their own hands. Therefore, faith was easy for them. But was it really easy for them? They did not and could not have seen God as God is not immediately visible and knowing. In Jesus, they saw a human being like themselves. But to go from there, to believe that he was the Son of God required a large act and leap into faith. There are accounts of people not believing him. Seeing is not necessarily believing. What must we do to believe? We are the disciples at second hand. For us, things are harder in some ways, but easier in others. Things are harder because 21 centuries have gone by since Jesus walked the earth. Much dust has gathered. The light has dimmed. On the positive side, the idea that the Son of God walked the earth has become naturalized over time, and so in some ways it has become easier to believe. At the end of the day, all disciples are equal. All have to make a leap of faith. We become disciples through faith. And on this Easter day, we will renew our baptismal promises. The promises that were made for us or we made for ourselves. Do you reject Satan? Do you reject evil? Do you reject all his evil show? Do you believe in God? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe in the one and holy Catholic apostolic faith? We say yes to this every time we renew our faith. And when we renew our faith, this is about taking something seriously, making this a way of life. We are called to pray. We are called to have a heart of charity. We are called to put an end to all divisions that exist. So I said in my homily on Good Friday, the names of God are written on the palms of God, and not one name is excluded. My brothers and sisters, we do profess our faith. We profess our Christian faith, our Catholic faith. We call to make it alive by praying, by participating actively in the life of the world and in the church. We do this by God's grace. This is a leap of faith. The friends of Jesus saw him and heard him only a few times after that Easter day, and their lives were changed forever. And by sharing their faith, our lives have changed as well. We are able to travel in hope because we know that good triumphs over evil and life triumphs over death because Jesus has risen. Alleluia. Alleluia.